This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Welcome back. We are now into hour number three of the Alex Jones Show, syndicated on over 200 AM and FM stations and over 100 cable and TV stations across the country. I want to thank all of those great affiliates. I want to thank all of their local sponsors. And, of course, I want to thank the listeners that make this all possible and the skeleton crew that came in to make sure that this transmission could get on the air. It is, again, a Tuesday worldwide transmission, the 16th day of February. The year is 2021. Here is the censored banned documentary off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere, that just came out a month or so ago. It's very, very important. It's in the section of banned.video. The section is titled Bill Gates is Evil. The name of the documentary is Why Bill Gates Switched from Computers to Vaccines. It'll take the next three segments to air. So, again, here is the documentary streamed out to radio and TV. Find it and share it from banned.video if you don't want to submit to this man running your medical life, your banking life, and tracking you with a phone to be able to even leave your house, making you take unlimited vaccines. It's now official, being announced worldwide. Absolute mark of the beast level stuff with Bill Gates at the head of it, with Klaus Schwab. So resistance is absolutely critical. Resistance is victory. And by sharing the video from banned.video, you are engaged in an act of revolution against these tyrants. So take action or get on your knees. Here is the censored documentary.
Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return, over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just looked at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Gates gave hours of videotaped testimony.
What were the non-Microsoft browsers that you were concerned about in January of 1996?
That month.
Yes, sir.
And what about it?
What non-Microsoft browsers were you concerned about in January of 1996?
Tell me what you mean concerned.
What is it about the word concern that you don't understand?
I'm not sure what you mean by it.
The Justice Department has charged Microsoft with engaging in anti-competitive and exclusionary practices designed to maintain its monopoly in personal computer operating systems.
In a move to overshadow the negative press, Gates invested $100 million to set up the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Overnight, Bill Gates transformed his public image from ruthless tech monopolizer to the world's most generous philanthropist.
I'm pleased to announce that we're pledging an additional $1 billion.
We had the chance to witness Bill Gates 2.0, the man you don't know.
The rebranding campaign paid off. His net worth swiftly doubled, earning Bill Gates the title of richest man in the world.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
In a Wall Street essay, Bill Gates declared vaccines the best investment I've ever made.
There's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just looked at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
The Gates Foundation expanded rapidly into a massive, vertically integrated, multinational corporation, controlling every step in a supply chain that reaches from its Seattle-based boardrooms to the villages of Africa and Asia.
Is the world's largest private philanthropy causing harm? The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has made millions of dollars each year from companies blamed for many of the same social and health problems the foundation seeks to address. The Gates Foundation has investments in 69 of the worst polluting companies in the U.S. and Canada. Other companies in the foundation's portfolio have been accused of transgressions, including forcing thousands of people to lose their homes, supporting child labor, defrauding and neglecting patients and medical care. The Gates Foundation has not provided details.
William H. Gates III and Melinda French Gates.
As a top donor to both the WHO and the CDC, no one man has more power than Bill Gates to influence and control the health and medical freedom of all people.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely...
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it, and we should. But once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar. And we are back. Thank you again for joining us on this Tuesday transmission. We are airing in full the short documentary film, Why Bill Gates Switched from Computers to Vaccines. It'll take this segment and part of the next to finish it. Again, to see it uninterrupted and share it, it is posted at band.video. Go to the site, click on the tab in the left-hand top corner. We'll pull down the different channels. You'll find the channel Bill Gates is Evil. You'll find the documentary right there, and hopefully it gets tens of millions of views, and we bypass the globalists. That's why we built the site. We knew this was all coming. And so now only you can override and circumnavigate these tyrants that are silencing us and coming at us with deadly gene editing so-called therapies that have killed so many already. Yes, the nightmare is real, and its name is the New World Order, and at the head of it is Bill Gates. Here is the documentary.
Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population.
This will be the new normal. Until a vaccine is developed.
Until we find a vaccine, going back to normal means putting lives at risk.
We need to produce it and to deploy it in every single corner of the world.
Full vaccination of our children and pregnant women.
Development of new vaccines, therapeutics,
vaccine,
and diagnostics.
Vaccines.
We've already bought the syringes. We already know where it's going to happen. We're thinking about what that's going to be. It's all part of this plan.
Our military is now being mobilized, so at the end of the year, we're going to be able to give it to a lot of people very, very rapidly.
In 1986, President Ronald Reagan signed the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, granting total immunity to vaccine manufacturers. After a decade of lawsuits related to vaccine injuries and deaths, vaccine makers were going bankrupt. In a move to coerce policymakers, vaccine companies threatened to stop making vaccines until they could be legally shielded from liability. To this day, when someone is injured or killed as the result of an adverse reaction, it is the U.S. taxpayers that pay for the damages.
Welcome back. Were several Indian tribal girls used as guinea pigs? The report alleges that two American pharma giants' untested vaccine was administered to thousands of tribal girls without proper study and paperwork.
India was among the hardest hit after Bollywood celebrities were incentivized by the Gates Foundation to urge the public to submit to mass vaccinations. In 2009, tribal children were administered the HPV vaccine. Over 24,000 girls were told they were being given wellness shots, in many cases without the informed consent of a parent or a guardian.
The people that were administering these vaccines lied to the guardians of these girls and told the girls, oh, this is going to cure cancer, you're never going to have cancer. And these girls became severely injured. Some of them developed seizures, some of them developed cancer. And seven girls died, and there was no insurance, there was no assistance for them, and the Gates Foundation denied that it had been clinical trials. And it was so bad that the parliament in India created a task force, they studied it, and they kicked out the Gates Foundation.
But India is a barbaric country. Things happen here in a very barbaric way.
But I was surprised to find an American organization operating in broad daylight, doing things in a very, very, let's say, Indian fashion. And so the route I took was that I want the whole procedure to be investigated. The Indian Parliament formed a committee, and it was to me a rather surprising move, because you generally don't often have such a high-level inquiry into matters affecting poor people. And that was such an extraordinary report. I don't think the Indian Parliament has ever come out with such a scathing report. And the government officials came up and said, we shouldn't have authorized this. We're sorry. We're not going to allow them again. And now they're back doing their same old tricks again.
The good news is that human clinical trials can start as early as July 2020 for India's first COVID-19 indigenous vaccine that's been developed by Bharat Biotech.
So you can imagine how the manipulation of the media by the media, the manipulation of public opinion by leaders from all political parties unanimously saying, we want a vaccine. And the worst thing is they are taken as philanthropists. Whereas what this actually is the acquisition of political and financial power. And I think the second most populous country with 1.3 billion people is going to be a good base for pharmaceutical companies to make a killing and also kill a lot of people in the process. Yes, I just find it a pity that we haven't been able to get any benefit for the girls who suffered, you know. It's so terrifying as to what they're actually doing with the world.
We're taking things that are, you know, genetically modified organisms and we're injecting them in little kids' arms. We just shoot them right into the vein.
A 2018 scientific study released in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health concluded that over 490,000 children in India developed paralysis as a result of the Gates-supported oral polio vaccine that was administered between the years of 2000 and 2017. Using all the usual sleight of hand, U.S.-based media and fact-checkers rushed to bury the story. But thanks to the meticulous work of a team of Indian researchers and doctors, the inconvenient truth lives on the NIH.gov website.
It's my honor to introduce Bill and Melinda Gates.
Without any medical training, Bill and Melinda Gates founded the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, through which they fulfill their agenda to vaccinate the world. The foundation has been sued by the governments of some of the poorest and most vulnerable nations for causing serious harm through experimental vaccine programs.
If you just look at healthcare workers around the world, they deserve to get the vaccine first. You know, here in the United States, really, it's going to be black people who really should get it first, and many indigenous people.
Vaccines were always taught to us that it was safe, it was healthy, this is things that we had to do. But given the position that I am in now as a state legislator and looking at these studies and reviewing a lot of these studies, it's very scary, and I want the African American community to open up their eyes.
Of all the places that Mr. Gates could have gone in the world, why did he settle on Africa? It's not because he cares about people that look like me. He cares about an agenda.
African bodies have been used as lab rats for many years for Big Pharma.
They are using us for trials, they are using us for testing, but as an African, I say no more.
Africans, they're tired of becoming the guinea pigs of the world. Their antennas are raised and they're telling each other all over social media, they're on high alert right now.
There is a policy of the American government. It's called the Kissinger Report, which was produced in the mid-70s, and it explicitly states that the purpose of the foreign policy in Africa was to reduce the population, because they have great mineral resources there. At the time, Kissinger and those involved with the Carter administration wanted to shrink the population, make sure that the Africans do not develop and do not use the resources for themselves, because we in the States, we need them. There is a concerted effort of foreign powers to control the population of Africa.
Some children did survive the botched vaccinations last month and will recover, but 15, all under the age of 5, died from fever, vomiting, and diarrhea.
Human errors contributed to the unfortunate deaths of the children.
How can you believe Big Pharma but not believe these parents when they tell you that their children have been injured by Big Pharma? I don't care how big this corporate machine looks. As a parent, I can tell you, these people will never stop fighting for their kids.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
And we are back. Again, thank you so much for joining us. This is the Alex Jones Show, the very front line of the fight for human liberty against the globalists, the very front line of overriding the censors, and all of you that choose to support us and pray for us and share the articles and videos aren't just in the fight with us. You are at the head of the fight, the tip of the spear, so I salute and thank you all. Wow, here we are in open world government, open corporate world government, open forced inoculation, open planetary system via our phones. All over the world, they're announcing that you have to have these to go in any mall or get on an airplane or have a job. They're announcing it here. The Republican Party is just bought and paid for going along with it. The governor of Texas is going along with it. It's a very, very dark time, but here's the deal. The public's going to pretty much accept all this, and then when they make you take 50 vaccines a year and everybody's dying, and then when they're making you sterilize yourself to even be able to have a travel pass, once all the real bad stuff comes in, and you know, once your power's turned off most of the time, once you're starving to death, you'll finally have to resist down the road. And it's not far away. So to the FBI and the police and the bureaucrats and everybody, just remember, you're in this too. But I know most of you are actually awake and don't like what's happening. To the liberals, the trendies, the anointed ones, the university students, the PhDs that were taught that you're the kings of the earth and you're in charge, and this whole diabolical Agenda 21, Agenda 2030 plan you're rolling out is so beautiful and you're so cool because you're part of it. You're complete idiots. You're the main target of this, and you've destroyed yourself. You've destroyed us. So great job bringing us back to the dark age, starving the third world to death while you run around calling white people racist and virtue signaling. Here's your king. Here's your god, a big corporate criminal, a monopoly capitalist, the guy that helped set up Xi Jinping in power, the guy that helps run death camps with Apple in China. This is your king. This is your god. This is your neoliberal thing you should be so proud of. I give you the conclusion of the censored Bill Gates documentary.
Take hours to list all of the questionable initiatives that Bill Gates is involved in. Here's a few of the highlights. Gates is one of the key funders in the stratospheric-controlled perturbation experiment designed to block out the sun in an effort to control global warming by releasing massive amounts of calcium carbonate and other materials into the upper atmosphere. Critics, including environmental scientists, have called the project a global genocide experiment. Gates has invested over $1 billion in EarthNow's global surveillance project. The project will launch hundreds of satellites into space, which will allow for the 24/7 monitoring of all people everywhere. In partnership with MIT, Bill Gates has developed a new technology that allows vaccines to be injected under your skin along with your medical records. The Quantum Dot Tattoo will implant an invisible certificate that can be scanned by authorities using a cell phone app and infrared light.
Eventually, what we'll have to have is certificates of who's a recovered person, who's a vaccinated person. So eventually, there will be this digital immunity proof.
The EPA recently approved an experimental use permit to Oxitec, a biotech company funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. In an effort to fight malaria, Oxitec will soon release millions of genetically modified mosquitoes in various U.S. states. According to the NIH website, programs are being developed to allow human immunization via mosquito bites. It was Science magazine that coined the phrase, flying syringes.
Would you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in the matter now pending?
A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein. You report these two men met at least 6 times.
Well, I believe it. There were more. This included visits to the mansion, seeing each other in Seattle, flying on Epstein's plane.
When flight logs revealed that Gates had been a passenger on the Lolita Express, he claimed that he didn't know that the private jet belonged to Epstein. He also denied that he and Mr. Epstein were involved in any business deals. However, an expose by the New York Times revealed that not only did Bill Gates initiate a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein well after he was convicted of sex crimes, but the two were also involved in the process of co-founding a multi-billion dollar charitable fund.
Why would they ever set up a charitable trust benefiting Jeffrey Epstein?
That it was all about philanthropy, that Bill Gates just wanted to find new sources of money.
Why would one of the richest men in the world choose to partner with the world's most notorious pedophile? A deeper dive into Epstein's world revealed that the two men had more in common than meets the eye. Like Gates, Epstein was a billionaire philanthropist with a passion for science, health, education, and children. The Jeffrey Epstein Foundation donated millions of dollars to top universities, science institutes, medical schools, early education programs, youth initiatives, and international peace accords. Bill Gates is either the most misunderstood man alive or one of the most convincing con men to ever live. Is he a benevolent hero or a malevolent opportunist?
Bill Gates.
Personally, I would love to believe that one of the richest men in the world is giving away his fortune for the betterment of humanity. I want to believe that endearing smile. I want to believe that his heart is as soft and warm as his sweaters. At the very least, I want to believe that he's unaware of the damage he's done.
I'm happy to announce that we've discovered a vaccine. We no longer have to live in fear. Everyone can get back to their normal lives.
It's the great hope galvanizing the world. A vaccine for COVID-19. But are we being sold a lie? After all, COVID-19 is the 7th coronavirus to strike mankind, and we've never found a vaccine for any of them.
The shortest time anybody's ever found a vaccine against any disease that I'm familiar with is about 7 years. The average time is 20. To be talking about a magic bullet coming in months, it borders on the absurd.
People like myself and Tony Fauci are saying 18 months.
A year to a year and a half.
If everything went perfectly, we could do slightly better than that. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have. And so governments will have to decide, you know, do they indemnify the companies and really say, let's go out with this.
Something that people should know about COVID-19 vaccines is they fall today under the PREP Act, which came into being after 9/11 and after an anthrax scare. And this law gives virtually blanket liability protection. It's basically impossible to get any kind of compensation if you're injured. So people need to understand that if you take COVID-19 vaccines, you are absolutely on your own. If you're permanently injured, if you lose your job, if your healthcare expenses go through the roof, tough luck.
Volunteers all across the country began getting shots today as part of the final phase of testing for an experimental vaccine being developed by the NIH and the drug company Moderna. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic...
Finally, we're seeing major state governments in the United States running TV and radio ads saying, everybody, take your vitamin D3, take your zinc, and take your C. It's essential for your body's cells to maintain your health. Essential means you must have it. It's been sold out for months. It's winter sun. It's back in stock with vitamin K. Both are essential for your immune system and for your body. We got a limited shipment in. It's 25% off. Winter sun has vitamin D3, highest quality with vitamin K, taken sublingually under the tongue. Limited amount, 25% off. Get it with Ultra 12, now back in stock together for 40% off. Or Ultra 12 by itself, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, visit InfoWarsStore.com today, because your funding of our operation is critical. You are the folks that sponsor us. We don't have George Soros funding us. It's you. So thank you all for your support. Winter sun, back in stock for a limited time.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
That we've discovered a vaccine. We no longer have to live in fear. Everyone can get back to their normal lives.
It's the great hope galvanizing the world, a vaccine for COVID-19. But are we being sold a lie? After all, COVID-19 is the seventh coronavirus to strike mankind, and we've never found a vaccine for any of them.
The shortest time anybody's ever found a vaccine against any disease that I'm familiar with is about 7 years. The average time is 20. To be talking about a magic bullet coming in months, it borders on the absurd.
People like myself and Tony Fauci are saying 18 months.
A year to a year and a half.
If everything went perfectly, we could do slightly better than that. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have. And so governments will have to decide, you know, do they indemnify the companies and really say, let's go out with this?
something that people should know about COVID-19 vaccines is they fall today under the PREP Act, which came into being after 9/11 and after an anthrax scare. And this law gives virtually blanket liability protection. It's basically impossible to get any kind of compensation if you're injured. So people need to understand that if you take COVID-19 vaccines, you are absolutely on your own. If you're permanently injured, if you lose your job, if your healthcare expenses go through the roof, tough luck.
Volunteers all across the country began getting shots today as part of the final phase of testing for an experimental vaccine being developed by the NIH and the drug company Moderna. The side effects for the Moderna vaccine sound concerning. We looked. After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the FDA, not being pressured, will look hard at that. The FDA is the gold standard of regulators, and their current guidance on this, if they stick with that, is very, very appropriate. And you know, the side effects were not super severe. That is, it didn't cause permanent health problems for the things that are. They, you know, Moderna did have to go with a fairly high dose, and so you know, to get the antibodies.
This isn't a vaccine story. This is a population management story. If your goal is to make this beautiful earth that we live on an exclusive playground for the entitled few, then populations that get in the way are a problem. And it is the empirical impulses of individuals who have decided that by outranking the rest of humanity, they can dictate upon humanity the conditions of their existence.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them.
This bill enables the police to enter a home without a warrant. Madam Speaker, the police have never held that power.
We will find out who lives in the house.
If it's someone that is refusing, we will definitely consult with our health officer to look into next steps.
So the Sheriff's Department and the Health Department showed up at her door with orders for her and her husband to wear ankle monitors. The couple says they never denied self-quarantining.
You will no longer be able to leave home. Only one person will be able to go shopping once per day. Recreational activity is now no longer allowed. You will be allowed to have 1 hour of exercise no further than 5 kilometres from your home.
Are you serious? Just for not having a mask. For no mask, are you serious?
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
Some people are ratting their neighbors out, calling the police, but others are turning to the internet, where social distance shaming has gotten ugly.
In a time of crisis, trying to force compliance upon a population by making neighbors and friends distrust one another is exactly the opposite tactic we actually need.
When human societies lose their freedom, it's not usually because tyrants have taken it away. It's usually because people willingly surrender their freedom in return for protection against some external threat. That's what I fear we are seeing now.
This is a cognitive dissonant moment, which is being imprinted in your brain, just like remember the Great Depression, remember 9/11.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We are being conditioned to have the excuse for unbelievable acts of tyranny, which will be justified by remember 2020. And your loved ones, those that die, those that are infected, they're being used as cannon fodder, which is the ultimate desecration of their honor and integrity. And this is also a test of humanity to see how much of our liberty we will let go before we finally draw the line under enough.
Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, stated, unless we put medical freedom into the Constitution, a time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. That time is now.
Well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That...
Bill Gates thinks you're stupid. Bill Gates and the consortium he works with are eugenicists. They're on a record meeting. He's been given awards for pushing depopulation by these sickening organizations that are worse than the Nazis. These are the groups, the group that Bill Gates directly runs, that actually set up Adolf Hitler on record, set up the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. That was the Nazis' defense in Nuremberg, was they were doing this at the direction of Planned Parenthood and John D. Rockefeller the First. And, of course, through the Cold Springs Harbor facility in New York. I mean, this is all mainline history, by the way. But that's why the globalists say you deserve this. They say the public doesn't care. We're doing this to them. They have low IQs. They're breeding. They're useless eaters. There's no point in having them. And then the average person that's got, you know, a high IQ but is very sociopathic, that gets recruited by this when you're told by the devil, put his arm around you, that you're part of the elite. Most people go, okay, well, screw it. I'm a social climber. And I want to be on the in club, and then you're hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein next, and you got to have sex with kids. That's why you went around and got all the scientists on board, and you know, Bill Gates, of course, is involved with him. And it's just totally ruthless, absolutely cold-blooded, and incredibly dangerous and evil. And I'll tell you, I've never thought about selling out to these people. I had plenty of chances. Because at a spiritual level, when I would even think about it, not thinking about it like I wanted to, but just entertaining the idea, just wargaming it, I would just feel the Holy Spirit. I would feel God pulling away from me very, very quickly. And that cold emptiness, that desperateness is the only thing I fear is the separation from God. Seriously. People ask why I'm so fearless. Well, I fear God. I mean, I fear separation from God. God fearing doesn't mean I actually fear God. I'm in awe of God. I marvel. And just being able to see God's coattails, you know, the hem of God's garment, as they, you know, talk about with Christ. Just let me touch the heel of your garment, you know, the end of your garment. And so it's separation from God that's so horrible. And you get around these globalists, you feel the emptiness and how enslaved they are and how they're actually servants of this thing and aren't their own men. I'm my own man. And I'm broken. I'm weak in ways. I'm twisted. I'm also fallen. But I can see God, and I understand God's plan, and so I have a connection to God. And so a tiny bit of God's power reflects out of my off my eyes, and through my soul. And I am not with Bill Gates. So they are the biggest losers in history. They will be defeated. But you've got to stay with God. You've got to get close to God. You've got to realize that that's the only way out of this, and it's the only way into eternity. And so these guys are losers. Don't feel overwhelmed. They're doing all this because their master comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We're going to come back with Greg Reese's most important report ever that ties into all of this. I rarely re-air something, you know, back-to-back, 1 week the next, but this is so important, I'm going to air it. It is. The end game is now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
During his inauguration speech, Joe Biden spoke of confronting and defeating domestic terrorism.
The rise of political extremism, white supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
John Brennan, former director of the CIA, went on MSNBC that evening and labeled libertarians as domestic terrorists.
I know, looking forward, that the members of the Biden team who have been nominated or have been appointed are now moving in laser-like fashion to try to uncover as much as they can about what looks very similar to insurgency movements that we've seen overseas, mm-hmm. where they germinate in different parts of a country and they gain strength, and it brings together an unholy alliance frequently of religious extremists, authoritarians, fascists, bigots, racists, nativists, even libertarians.
A libertarian is a supporter of a political philosophy that advocates minimal state intervention in the free market and the private lives of citizens. A person who advocates civil liberty. But now, in America, a libertarian is a terrorist. A Trump supporter is a terrorist. A constitutional American is a terrorist. Make no mistake, tyranny has arrived in America. And history tells us what comes next. The tyrants will now go after all political dissidents. There was a time when the liberal media supported democracy and freedom. During the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests, the American media seemed to recognize the dangers of the CCP. But now, along with Hollywood and major sports, the news media is all owned by globalist multinational corporations and the CCP. The pop culture media machine has made all of this possible, and it is now busy preparing their brainwashed flock for mass arrests and re-education camps. A Bernie Sanders staffer and the principal counsel for PBS were separately caught on camera calling for rounding up Trump supporters and putting them in re-education camps. But that was before Biden was in the White House. Now it's all out in the open. Popular morning television co-host Meghan McCain, daughter of John McCain, who funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the ongoing war on terror debacle, says that American patriots need to be treated the same as Al-Qaeda terrorists.
I'm not against sending these people to Gitmo, and that may sound extreme. These are domestic terrorists who attacked our own republic. They should be treated the same way we treat Al-Qaeda.
MSNBC's Nicole Wallace suggests the possibility of killing Americans with drone strikes.
Attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism.
Regional Director of California Democrats unapologetically suggests rounding up 75 million Americans and putting them in concentration camps. Americans are now being psychologically prepared for the rounding up, brainwashing, torture, and mass murder of American patriots.
It is critical that the FBI does launch the largest manhunt in U.S. history, drag all of these people into prison, and if they're inside the Capitol for a full 20 years for committing sedition against the United States of America.
The question is, how are we going to really almost deprogram these people who have signed up for the cult of Trump?
Almost all white, almost all Republicans who somehow need to be deprogrammed.
Once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact.
We probably need to double, triple, quadruple, or increase funding for these de-radicalization programs.
Biden's press secretary announces how leftist NGOs will be involved in performing threat assessments on domestic terrorists. Meaning, if you oppose their Marxist ideology, you are a threat to them. This is all part of the leftist playbook. The Weather Underground was planning for this in the 1970s.
They felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
It is now undeniably here. H.R. 127 will require psychological evaluations and a public database for all gun owners. With the entire nation divided into patriots and obedient cowards, they know who you are, and they know they have the support of the brainwashed masses. They have been preparing the entire world population with COVID-19. Almost a year ago, the WHO's Dr. Ryan announced that they will be entering people's homes and removing family members.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
The leftists in power are ready to break our will. They will cut off the power. They will shut down our businesses. They will destroy anyone who stands in their way. And they are now vetting the military to weed out any patriots who might have a problem with the unlawful mass arrests of American citizens. And you can be sure that at least one major false flag, if not several, is already being planned to act as the catalyst for all of this. Another Oklahoma City bombing, to blame on libertarian terrorists and American constitutionalists. The new war on domestic terror is beginning. Don't expect it to go slowly. If you are not making decisions and actions today as if your very life depends on it, then you are still asleep in the matrix. Wake up before it's too late. That day is coming fast. At the age of 33, Klaus Schwab, a business professor at the University of Geneva, founded the World Economic Forum in 1971, originally known as the European Management Forum. Nicknamed Davos after its annual meeting place, the World Economic Forum meets every January with hundreds of members of business, politics, banking, education, and industry to, quote, improve the state of the world. Their globalist agenda is openly admitted and well documented. United Nations Agenda 2030, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, are all the same globalist agenda, and all stem from the Club of Rome and the eugenics movement. Davos claims to be looking to save the planet, and the UN claim that in 10 years they will end all hunger and poverty on Earth. They admit that the technologies required to achieve these goals do not exist, and yet their solution is to bring the world to zero emissions in only 10 years. They want to end the automobile and aviation industries in only 10 years. This is why the Keystone Pipeline was halted on day one by globalist puppet Joe Biden. Klaus Schwab says that industries which involve human interaction will not survive.
But we know that many industries which rely particularly on physical interaction will have difficulties to survive.
As if the destruction of an entire functioning society will inspire solutions to all of our problems, thereby bringing about an environmental utopia where there is no hunger and all the world is at peace. As absurd as this all sounds, we know the sheep will accept it as gospel. They already have. When the WHO was caught faking a hoax 10 years ago, the media reported it, but nobody cared. It was a beta test. Now, the media ignores overwhelming evidence that COVID-19 is a hoax. They go along with every contradiction and lie, and their audience obediently accepts it all as truth. The COVID crisis will be used to imprison the population, whether it be in camps or their own home. It is already happening. Humanity is being imprisoned by psychopaths who see themselves as our saviors. Order out of chaos. The New World Order is nothing other than the decrepit Old World Order, desperately clinging to power. And their solution is to destroy the free market, to destroy the concept of freedom, privacy, and private property, and to foment enough chaos and destruction to depopulate the earth into a manageable level of serfs and slaves, so they can continue on with the same old scams they've been running for millennia. This is why Joe Biden signed a dozen executive orders, paving the way to opening the borders and shutting down the economy. The New World Order cannot coexist with American civil liberties. And now that the populist movement has been discarded, the destruction of America from within can commence again. If the people of the world continue to comply to these unelected sycophants, then the people will get what they deserve. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.